Gloria，Gloria，谢谢你 all the while 来你的这个啊、guidance 哦，你的 teaching，你的 sharing 真的帮了我很多。
Yeah，
一直帮我在做 fine tuning。
Yeah，对对。
Others why 那个 Monday night 要去 breakthrough 真的是
不容易。That's why I always remind you, it's still from the thought. That one took you quite a while to breakthrough, to penetrate. Because the thought is very cunning. It always want to ask questions, reasoning, analyzing. So through that thinking mind, the Monday mind, that has too much knowledge, that has a lot of questions. All these questions come from where? Come from that curiosity, that avijja, where the lack of understanding, that even ask questions. Question means reason. To reason means to look for answer. That one is knowledge-based. That type of answer is not wisdom, cannot break free. So what you need is not to analyze a problem, unless it's a technical problem or worldly problem. No amount of analysis or reasoning can help you solve that problem. To solve problem, especially psychological problem, the problem of the mind, you need wisdom. So you cannot use thought. You need to silence your mind to reflect, to contemplate, and develop understanding, then straighten your view to reverse it to solve your problem. Otherwise, the so-called solution is not a perfect solution or not a long-term solution. Maybe like the psychiatrists and some of this, what they call psychology, doctors and others thing, they can give you medication. They can give you all the whatever drugs that can overcome your problem. Like insomnia, sleeping pill and all those things, tranquilizer. They will help you on the short term. But without giving you the understanding to reverse all this mental issue, they cannot give you a permanent solution, a solution that will enable you to root out all this once and for all so that you don't need the medication and the drugs anymore. That is basically the lack of understanding. So the lack of understanding need wisdom. That's why when you come to cultivation, don't doubt. Just do. Whatever happened part of the way, you must check these three things. Are you sincere? Do you have the faith? Are you willing to persevere? So once these three things are in order, you don't worry. You just do. Then everything will unfold as part of the way. Then whatever unfold, there are causes and conditions behind. Accept it and move. Keep on moving. Have faith that everything will be clear. But if you are not careful, like what happened to most cultivators, not only you, so after you have gained some form of understanding already, what happened is they go back and use the thought again, the mundane mind, then create question again. Now, why like that? Why last time like that? Cannot now like that? Then the question keep on coming, just like what happened during the early day, you keep on asking me. Because most of these people are very theoretical. They thought after you become enlightened already or awakened already, it's like you become a perfect human being, ideal human being. Nothing can go wrong already. Then when they face life, they cannot understand and they still have problems, they still have fear, they still have worry, anxiety. Then they thought something wrong. Then they keep on asking questions. And that one create more and more doubt, more and more analysis behind the Monday mind that continue to reason. And no amount of analysis and reasoning can give rise to wisdom or awakening for you to understand all this and reverse all this. The wisdom part that must arise or manifest is not from the thinking mind. It's not from the mundane mind. It's from the cultivation with the silent mind. That's why you have to continue to stabilize the awareness nature and go through a lot of those type of understanding and transformation. Then the reflection, the contemplation, the whole of the Avijja Sutta, Satipatthana Sutta, then even many of the related sutta. Unless you work on it comprehensively through the silent mind, the direct seeing, the daily mindfulness and all things, you will never solve your problem. You will never arise that type of wisdom that is needed. So all this you have already developed the understanding and overcome. That's why you move on to your next level of cultivation, which you have benefited tremendously. That's why lately you no longer go back to the old way. You have faith and you continue to listen, and the Dhamma keep on surfacing, and you know it's so beautiful. And there are so many areas of cultivation and practice that you can go into. Then you can appreciate life and all that. And this has created a marked transformation in you, understanding in you. That's why you have become very different. Huh? Well, so, sadhu to you.